Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza kuse Washington DC. Lamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesibili mhla ka 24 kuMpandula 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje, uMongameli Joe Biden wele Melika uthi kumele kumiswe impi ephakathi kwele Israel lele Lebanon eyaqhamuka nyakenye phakathi kweHamas leIsrael. Izizalwane zakwele South Africa zitshengisela phandle kwehofisi kaMongameli Cyril Ramaphosa zisithi kabaxotshwe bonke abokuza abangalamaphepha aqondileyo, njalo imisebenzi eminingi kumele ibe ngeyabantu bakulelo lizwe hatshi yabokuza. Icele le-CCC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Walshman Ncube lithi selilungiselela umhlangano we-Congress okuzakhethwa inkokheli entsha. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizoziswa kuwona lo msakazo. UMongameli Joe Biden wakwele Melika uthi kumele kumiswe impi ephakathi kwele Israel lele Lebanon eyaqhamuka nyakenye phakathi kweHamas lele Israel. UBiden wethule amazwi lanamhla emhlanganweni omkhulu we-United Nations General Assembly eNew York uthe kumele njalo kumiswe impi ephakathi kwabalwayo kwele Sudan laleyo ephakathi kwele Ukraine lele Russia. Uthe impi lezi zibulalisa abantu abaningi kumbe labanye ababhidlizela imizi yokwenza ukuthi abanye babo bayiphephela kwamanye amazwe. Ake sizwe okunye njalo akukhulumileyo.
In the 1980s, I spoke out against apartheid in South Africa, and then I watched the racist regime fall. In the 1990s, I worked to hold Milosevic accountable for war crimes. He was held accountable. At home, I wrote and passed the Violence Against Women Act to end the scourge of violence against women and girls, not only in America, but across the world, as many of you have as well. But we have so much more to do.
Lawoke ngamazwi kaMongameli Joe Biden obe khuluma emhlanganweni we-United Nations General Assembly eNew York khonapha eMelika. Amazwi akhe asekelwe ngumnumzana Anthony Guterres, unobhala jikelele we-United Nations, otshela umhlangano lo ukuba kule nkokheli yamanye amazwe ephula ilungelo loluntu njalo ekhuthaza udlakela. Uthe lokho kubuyisela amazwe wonke emuva, ngakho-ke umhlaba ungeke waqhubeka kule zimpi zomvukela lezinye okuhlaselwa khona amanye amazwe njengalokho okwenzakala kwele Sudan, Somalia, Lebanon, Gaza, Israel, Ukraine lamanye. Ukuze sizwe okunye ngokwenzakala emhlanganweni lo, silentathela izindaba yethu uTabo Kancube okhona le eNew York. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, Tabo.
Ngiyabonga sithandekile.
Yebo, ngasitshela ukuthi kwenzakalani khona ngapho eNew York, kuyini okumqoka osokwenzakele ngalo mhlangano?
Yeah, namhlanje lusuku olukhulu kakhulu lapha eNew York, njengoba ke bekuvula umhlangano omkhulu o-United Nations General Assembly. Kuyikho lapho esibone uMongameli walapha eMelika umnumzana Biden ekhuluma, njalo umnumzana Guterres laye ekhulumile. Kodwa into enkulu lapha ngeyokuthi bonke bakhuluma kakhulu ngodaba lokuthi kumiswe izimpi, ikakhulu udaba le-Ukraine le-Russia kanye lempi esibulalise abantu abaningi eGaza. Yizinto abangani bayaziqathekisa kakhulu kulomhlangano, kanye lodaba lokuguquka komumo womkhathi ungakhayelisisa kakhulu eZimbabwe, ludaba oluqatheke kakhulu ngalesi sikhathi abantu kule ndlala ngenxa yesomiso. Ludaba bonke abakhuluma ngalo umnumzana Ramaphosa, umongameli weSouth Africa layo sanda kukhuluma bambe kulolu daba njalo.
Yes, sesikhangela ke okunye okwenzakala ngaphandle kwalumhlangano kuye emaceleni khonapho. Bakhona yini abantu ngobuningi babo, bakhona abatshengiselayo kumbe kuthule nje?
Yeah, abantu baningi lapha ungakhayela nje nga sike sabhoda bhoda nje sizama ukuthi sihambe akuhambeki amapolice agcwela avalile indawo zonke ngoba abantu baningi kakhulu kulezinye indawo lapho abatshengisela khona ye bakhona kodwa asikahlangani labe Zimbabwe abatshengisela ngendaba vele Zimbabwe abatshengisela ngodaba le Zimbabwe babe khona ngomgqibelo kuyikho lapho akade besima besekela uhulumende besithi kwesule izijeziso ezetheswa abakhokheli kahulumende weZimbabwe labanye abezanuPF.
Yebo ke okokugcina kuyinokunye okumqoka obona kusenzakala khona ngapho edolobheni leNew York.
Ye, siyakwazi ukuthi olunye udubo olukhona ikakhulu eAfrika ngumkhuhlane weMpox osubhahile emazweni amaningi bake babamba njalo kulolu daba umongameli wale South Africa ekhulume ngodaba lwele sithi kufanele kufakeke imali eningi ezaphathisa ukuthi abantu benelisa ukuthi belatshwe njalo umkhuhlane lo ungamemetheki. Kodwa ke umongameli weMelika laye umnumzana Biden ukhulume ngalolu daba esithi iMelika kule mali eseceleni eyifakileyo ukuthi kulwisane lo mkhuhlane lo.
Yebo ke ungakahambi ungasitshela ukuthi kusasa kwini abantu abangawukhangelela emhlanganweni.
Kusasa kungolwesithathu lusuku lapho umkhokheli weZimbabwe umnumzana Mnangagwa befanele bekhuluma khona kodwa kayenelisanga ukuthi abuye lapha kukhangelelwa ukuthi umphathi ntambo obona ngokusebenzela ndawonye lamanye amazwe umnumzana Frederick Shaba abe enguye okhulumayo kulomhlangano. Kodwa asazi ukuthi bazakhulume kusasa kumbe kuzohamba njani njengoba umongameli engavuyanga kodwa uhlelo lukhona ngolokuthi kufanele kusasa kube nombiko ovela eZimbabwe.
Yebo ke siyabonga Taboka ube nosuku oluhle khona ngapho eNew York.
Hayi siyabonga Sunday.
Isizalwane zakwele South Africa zitshengisele izolo emaofisini kamongameli Cyril Ramaphosa eUnion Buildings ePitoli zisithi abahambe abokuza abangela maphepha ukuba kulelo lizwe ngokusemthethweni. UThuso Khumalo sethulela lolu daba eseJohannesburg khona le eSouth Africa.
Isizalwane zakwele South Africa ebezitshengisela lezi zifike emaofisini kaRamaphosa zicula ingoma ezichothoza abokuza abangelamaphepha zisithi baphumba phele kulelizwe. Umsekelo omkhokheli wenhlanganiso yeProgressive Forum of South Africa unkosikazi Carol Mbalati utshele Studio 7 ukuthi abokuza laba babathathela imisebenzi bemukela iholo eliphansi njalo iningi labo badala amacala besazi ukuthi ngeke babanjwe ngoba bengaziwa.
Sicela ukuthi bama mix ekhaya ngokusheshsha. Sicela ukuthi bahambe baye emakhaya ngokusheshsha balungise maphepha abo. Siyabathanda asibazondi nethi zonda tendo tabo.
Amalungu ehlanganiswe Action SA ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Herman Mashaba owaziwa kakhulu ngokulwisa abaselizweni ngokungekho emthethweni kanye laweqembu le-Operation Dudula labo bebengxenye yokutshengisela lokhu. Unkosazana Buyithumelo Talafala yena uthi akekho umuntu ongangena nje elizweni labanikazi elamaphepha nxa kuyikuthi akanalihloso ezimbini.
Asilwi nabantu abaphuma ngaphandle esikushoyo ukuthi mabaza e-country yethu abaze baphethe amaphepha a-right ukuthi babayenza izinto eziphuma endleleni noma baphula imithetho yethu bayakwazi ukubanjwa accountable, they can account for izinto abazenzayo ngoba bangena amaphepha bafana neyipoki ezihamba la endleleni.
Unkosazana Kahleko Mphahlele yena uthi labala maphepha kodwa besebenza imisebenzi engenziwa yiloba ngubani kwele South Africa laba basafuneke ngoba labo bayayifuna leyo msebenzi.
Ya, fanele bahambe ngoba those are skills that ama South Africans can provide, like doing gardening, being a waitress in a restaurant. That doesn't necessarily or normally ayifuni i-qualification, you know, ye uzostudisa for yona. You can do those duties without amaphepha.
Kodwa-ke inhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo oluntu zidlamalahle zisithi inhlelo zokuzingelwa kwabangela amaphepha eziqhutshwa ngamapholisa abogatsha lwezindaba zasekhaya labogatsha lwezemisebenzi yizwe ezitshotshozela inzondo phakathi kwezalwane zakwele South Africa labantu bokuza. Unkosikazi Sharon Ikambaram owenhlanganiso yamagqwetha ezamalungelo e-Lawyers for Human Rights uthi abokuza laba okuthiwa abalamaphepha bayowafuna lamaphepha kodwa abawaphiwa.
What we have is a failed asylum system.
Osekusenziwa yikwephula kwamalungelo eziphepheli esisingakubiza ngokuthi yi-xenophobia ngenxa yokuthi bancitshwa amaphepha ikakhulu izizalwane zezwekazi le-Afrika. Qede lapho babanjwe babotshwe kuthiwa indaba bengelawo.
Or so-called economic migrants, or whether they're asylum seekers.
Isiphathamandla ke-ofisi kaRamaphosa zilwemukele ugwalo lwezikhalazo zabebetshengisela lapho zathembisa ukuthi bazayithola impendulo. Ugaza lwendaba zasekhaya lona lusanda kutshela iPhalamende ukuthi alulwi labantu bokuza kodwa lufuna kulandelwe umthetho othi bonke abangena elizweni kufanele babe lemvumo yokungena. Nelesitudio 7 ePitoli kwele South Africa nginguThuso Khumalo.
Lanxa uhulumende weZimbabwe loweRussia beqhubeka beqinisa ubudlelwano kwezomnotho lezombusazwe, amanani atshengisa ukuba ubudlelwano phakathi kwabantu makhaza bamazwe amabili buphansi kakhulu. Intatheli izindaba iStudio 7 umqondisi Dube usethulela lolu daba ngogcweleyo.
Inani labantu abangena kumbe abethekelela eZimbabwe kunyanga ezine zokugcina ngomnyaka ka-2023 elikhitshwe luhlangothi lukahulumente lubona ukubalwa kukazulu lokunye olweZimbabwe National Statistics Agency kumbe iZimstat liveza ukuthi balutshwane kakhulu abavela kwele Russia. Abavela eRussia balihlekana phakathi kwabantu abayizigidi ezimbili zalaba bethekelele kwele Zimbabwe ngomnyaka ka-2023. Uluhlu lwenani elikhitshwe iZimstat lutshengisa ukuthi nombolo zabavela eRussia kazifikanga ikhulu kukanti abavela America kuphela baphosa befike inkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu. Iningi lezethekeli zavela emazweni akuzwekazi le-Europe kanye le-Melika. EleZimbabwe selizisondeze kakhulu kwele Russia ngesikhathi kulokudonisekelana ekakhulu lamazwe entshonalanga ethese inkokeli yezibandla lezanu-PF izisizo zenotho. Kodwa ukuzwana kwabohulumende be-Russia leZimbabwe awukatshengisi kangako ngezethekeli ezingena emazweni omabili ocubungula ngobudlelwano bamazwe sekolitshini le-University of Botswana. Umnumzana Tifo Piage uthi ubudlelwano phakathi kwele Russia lele Zimbabwe kuphakathi kakhulu kwabohulumende athi kubantukazana.
The relationship is elite driven, and of course we know it.
Ubudlelwano phakathi kwamazwe lawa bukhangele kakhulu ukuphikisana lamazwe angahambelani lawo afana lamanye awe-Europe kanye le-Melika. I-Russia leZimbabwe zikhangele ukuqinisa ubudlelwano kwezomvikela kanye lezokuthula.
Uphiahe uthi njalo inhlelo kanye lenhloso zikahulumente weRussia loweZimbabwe ziyahambelana kodwa zitshiya phandle ukuqinisa kakhulu ubudlelwano kwabantukazana bamazwe omabili.
The political systems in both nations has been focusing on the tendencies towards.
Siyabona ukuthi amazwe la aqhuba kakhulu ukuvikela imibuso yabakhokheli. Lokho kutsho ukuthi akulasikhathi sokubheka i-grassroots diplomacy.
Ngokucubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzo Moyo uthi ubudlelwano beRussia leZimbabwe basukela kudala ngaphansi kwebandla lezaphi elalikhokhelwa ngomunye uJoshua Nkomo.
Kuthe ngokuya kwesikhathi ke iZimbabwe ikakhulu abathungameli bayo basebesiba lobudlelwano leRussia ngoba kuphela isikhathi lesena sasisibiza thina sithi yi-Cold War okwaphela kubo 1989. So ngalokho ke bebelokhe bezama ukuthi bakhe ubudlelwano.
Umoyo uthi ukwehlukana kwezamasiko kanye lolimi kufaka umgoqo ukuthi uZulu weZimbabwe kanye lweRussia bedlalane ukungagoxela ukwethekelelana.
Ulimi olukhulunywa eRussia leZimbabwe zindimi eziqhelelane neyo kakhulu ukuthi kungathi kuyaqhubeka lobo budlelwano ngendlela esibona ubudlelwano kusiba khona lamanye amazwe. Ubudlelwano lobu bubanzimanyana ngoba iRussia ayifani lamanye amazwe esiwakhangele afana la kuma western countries alabantu abakibo laba bavakatshayo kakhulu elizweni laseZimbabwe ukuthi kuqinise lokho esikubiza thina sithi yi-cultural exchange.
Isizalwane seZimbabwe umzana Rodwell Moyo uthi akuvamanga ukuthi uhlangane lo muntu makhaza wakwele Russia emgwaqweni eZimbabwe.
ubudlane bethu le Russia kuphezulu kumaleaders ethu. Thina esiphansi lapha labantu be-Russia singathi abaphansi, asilabo ubudlelwane obucacayo, ngoba kunjenje eZimbabwe akaze sibone ama-Russians ezitaladini zethu kumbe kuma-projects kumbe kuma-assistance nje abuya ebantwini phansi.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa Ntulikazi wethekelela kwele Moscow lapho axoxa khona lo mkhokheli wakulelo lizwe uMnumzana Vladimir Putin. Ngemva kwalokhu kwaba lequla elivela eRussia elalikhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Daria Falovskaya elenza imihlangano lenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Tourism Authority lapho kwakhulunyiswana khona ngamathuba akhona kwezokwethekelelana. Ngumqondisi Dube wendaba zeStudio 7 ngisabon kwele Botswana.
Njani balaleli bomsakazo we Studio 7, sifisa ukulivikela ukuba sesile WhatsApp channel e VOA Ndebele. Ngena khona manje ku VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel lapho esilinika khona izindaba zeZimbabwe ezimqotho, ama videos, imifanekiso lokunye. Ngena ngelinki efakwa kuma WhatsApp groups e VOA Ndebele lamanye elijayele ukuthapha khona izindaba zethu. Ulakho njalo ukudinga i VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel ku WhatsApp yakho, ungene kuyo ngokuvula ilinki ekhona lapho. VOA Ndebele WhatsApp channel yinkundla yakho. Umnumzana Happy Mochitsiva umele iGlenview North edalele parliament ekubandla leCCC ubochiwe lamhla eHarare. Abezindaba abezimlife babika ukuba uMnumzana Chitsiva wetheswa amacala okudlwengula umlamo wakhe. Ubotshwe kulandela okwenziwe ligqwetha lakhe uMnumzana Webster Chiti olobele amapholisa incwadi ekhonona ngokuphathana kwawo ukubopha uMnumzana Chitsiva okhangelelwe ukuba uzamiswa emthethwandaba kusasa. Ukusenjalo, ibandla leCCC elikhokhelwa uMnumzana Weshme Ncube lithi selilungiselela ukuya emhlanganweni wokukhetha kutsha abakhokheli balo owe-Congress. Lokho kuphume emkhosini oqhutshwe kuthange eGxobohholo ngaphansi kwenduna uMathuphula iCholocho wokuthakazelela ukunqoba kwelunga le-CCC uMnumzana Witness Khumalo ukuba ngukhansila ka-Ward 1. Ozethi ngunobhala jikelele we-CCC uMnumzana Sengezo Chabang usanda ukuthi ngempela kufanele kuyiwe ku-Congress ngoba umsebenzi usufike komlindi yacina kulabo abathola izikhundla ngo-2019. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba, sixoxe lo mnumzana Million Moyo, ilunga lenkundla ye-National Executive Council yalelo bandla.
Umhlangano wethu silawo-ke esitholosho ku-Ward 1 obe umhlangano-ke wokuthakazelela kunqoba kwamnumzana uWitness Khumalo. Witness Khumalo nguye-ke wanqoba ukhetho oludlulileyo ku-council, wawina-ke leyo i-ward, wathola 95.5%, okusho ukuthi laba livoti lihle kakhulu. Abantu ade bekhona-ke ngobuningi babo izakhamizi, ubukhokheli bomdabu, abantu abadala okunye okumangalisayo bekukhona nje kuthinjwa ukuthi kube kuthakazelelwa kukhonisa abadala. Ngaphandle kwalokho-ke bekule ubukhokheli bephathi i-CCC, uProfessor Weshme Ncube ongu-president we-CCC, amalunga-ke awe-National Executive le-province, lamalunga-ke awe-ward naleyathi sikhona.
Abantu bemukele njani inkulumo ezethuliweyo? Bazwisisile kumbe babuzile ngokuthi CCC isiyiphi, ikhokhelwa ngubani, lokuthi kungani bengamboni uMnumzana Chamisa, njalo abantu basuthiseka yini ngokwenzakalayo?
Impendulo yokuthi uthena-ke uformer mongameli we-CCC waresigna, wachiya-ke i-CCC. Yena-ke umongameli uProfessor Weshme Ncube nguye ophethe ngalesi sikhathi kuze kufike-ke isikhathi se-Congress, kufakwe laba abazabe befakwa ngaleso sikhathi iphathi iqhubekele phambili. Njalo i-emphasis yakhe-ke uthe yena-ke kumele ukuthi kubanjwe ibhuku elithiwa yi-constitution ngazo zonke izindlela, ngabe kunzima okungakanani lelo bhuku kalibanjwe kube yilo elizasibamba sibe ngabantu abazaliphatha ngendlela ephezulu ibhuku leliyana. Into ekhulunyeyo-ke, hayi abantu bajabulile kakhulu engakuswa ngamaphithane ukuthi uZulu ujabulile-ke umbona ngale themba wabona amapikisha yabona ukuthi kade kungani mbesifike oBulawayo e-White City nabesiku-deep rural sifike emakhaya. Hayi-ke siyabonga-ke, sibonga bonke labo ababuyile emdlalweni kathi silawo khona ngale ngabo Witness Khumalo. Siyabonga kakhulu. Kuzayenzakala ama structures e-party kuze kufika lokuzenileyo bese kuyiwa-ke ku-Congress.
Lo mnumzana Million Moyo ilunga le National Executive Council kubandla le CCC elikhokhelwa mnumzana Walshme Mncube obexoxa ecingweni le Studio 7 esecholocho. Ngesizwe ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezempilakahle kwele Lebanon bathi ele Israel elihlasela ngamandla iHezbollah selibulele abantu abedlula amakhulu amahlanu lamachuma iphosa ayisithupha i-558 kulandela ukubhomba elikwenze kulelo lizwe ensukwini ezimbili ezedluleyo. IHezbollah layo ithi iphindisele ngokuphosela amabhomba enkambeni zebutho kwele Israel. Lokho kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Associated Press. Uphenyo olusanda ukwenziwa iGallup emazweni alikhulu lamachumi amane i-140 luveza ukuba abantu abaningi kwele South Africa bayesaba ukuhamba bodwa emgwaqweni bathi babanjwa inkunzi libalele kulelo lizwe. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Weze Melika izizalwane zakwamanye amazwe ezihlala eMelika ikakhulu ezingelamaphepha zidlela evalweni phezu kwamazwi kamnumzana Donald Trump. Okuthenga ngqoba ukhetho lukamongameli ngolwezi kuzadudula abaselizweni leli ngaphandle komthetho babuyele emazweni abo. Khuluma emhlanganweni owenzelwe ePennsylvania izolo, umnumzana Trump uthe abantu laba balanda ukuzobona njalo sebegoqule isimo seMelika ngoba sebe sanda ukwedlula abelungu. Udaba lwabantu bokuza lusegudwini kukhetho lolu lapho umnumzana Trump angqikelana khona lonkosikazi Kamala Harris webandla lamaDemocrats. Okuhlaziya lolu daba nguthungameli inkomo yeStudio 7 exoxeye lolandela izombusazwe zeMelika umnumzana Tim Muringai.
IMelika layo ilizwe labantu besiIndian o Native Americans mangangantu abayakhohlwa. Umnumzana Trump yena ngokwakhe ukhulu wakhe wayevela eGermany, umama wakhe evela eScotland. Labafazi bakhe bonke ababili, omunye evela eSlovenia, omunye angikwazi ukuthi uvela nga. So khonapha mina kuyabe kungihlupha ukuthi umuntu onjalo uyabe khuluma izinto ezinje. Why? Okunye ngasithi mbeni ngamavote adingayo, but kathesi ngalinto asokwesabisa. Sake sakubona in the 1930s ngoHitler ekhuluma khona lokho ezonda lamaJuda, but yena ugogo wakhe wayengumJuda. So lokho ngantwasokuphambili ngoba akuzabe kube lo president okhuluma njalo.
UHarris lo Trump bavumelana ukuthi hayi izinto kazimanga kuhle kudaba lwe-immigration, udaba lwabantu bokuza, kodwa bayihlukana ekuthini lungalungisiswa njani. Ngubani obona ethola usekelo olunengi phezu kodaba lolu?
Indaba ye-immigration vele iyahlupha. It's been going on for a very long time. But siyakwazi ukuthi njoba lapha eAmerika ungantwa kule birth rate decline and ama-marriages ngantwa they're not producing enough children to repopulate the country. So indaba ngantwa engabanceda lapha in America is for immigration. But i-immigration yangkhona ngantwa kule many ways engantwa zingachivwa ukuthi kube le legal pathway to immigration. But siyakwazi ukuthi abantu abaningi they don't want ama immigrants amacha, not knowing ukuthi economy depends on hard working people kuma warehouses. So singakhangela ama farms lawa a producer ama fruits lempita lezinto nje on the farms. Abantu abaningi eMelika they will not want them jobs, bafuna ukusebenza in air conditioned places land. But abantu abafohlayo they help the labor lapha in those farms ngoba they go pick up blueberries, they go pick up oranges, hard backbreaking work engafunakali ngabantu abasebehlale lapha for a long time. So abantu abafohlayo laba abangenileyo siyakwazi ukuthi vele uMnumzana Trump wake wakhuluma in his first term ukuthi uzaxotsha wonke umuntu, but wabona ukuthi that was just a political statement yokudinga amavoti. Lokho akuyenzakali ngoba in America there are more jobs than there are people to work. So khonapha amboni abantu besekela uMnumzana Trump ngendaba zona lezi, ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi amabhizimisi they'll stay down or shut off because of lack of labor. Lapha e-Ohio engihlala khona, amafama amaningi they declared for bankruptcy ngendaba yokuthi they didn't have any people to pick up ama-blueberries, ngoba ama-Mexicans basebe bavalele in Trump's first term. So khonapho yenye akwazi ukuthi kule problem ye-Locuzen immigration. But mbona ngantu abazasekela uHarris ngendaba yena leyo, ngoba uwele plan yokuncedisa abantu abaseke khonapha ukuthi babe lehlala kahle.
Lo uMnumzana Tim Moringayi, isizalwane seZimbabwe esilandela izombusazo weMelika, obexoxa lo ntungameli inkomo weStudio 7 ese-Ohio khonapha eMelika. Sobe isikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu lina abalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Witness Dube wadlima ezani ngaphela washo wanyamalala. Abaphindanga bamnike inye ukuthi bemthenga abezowumane. So wasala lo umsakha lalo angikhenisiwanda. Ogawule la yibo asebesele balokhu bebhizi bezodifenda amachegu ezani lawo. Le nto abayidifendayo abayiboni. Abantu bezimbabwe bagcwele eSouth Africa bayahlupha, bathathe njengabantu abahluphayo eSouth Africa. Ukuthi bebona ukuthi kona yonke le nto leyo umthelela yenziwa izanu abawuboni, bazibona bona engathi angazi ukuthi banjani laba abantu labo. Kodwa hhayi, kuzaphela madoda. Niyabuka kumasenga lapho kobulawayo iphumule emadonkeni.
Studio 7, linjani? Thina siyaphila ngapha, sibona amakhaza kuphela. Itakela ingcede lapha ngumlandeli wendolwane Super Sounds. Manje sabezwa abangani bami kwathi sebecula bengaphi. Cela-ke lisithinte sibazi bake basikhiphele ezintsha, sike sithokoze sibalandela. Siyabonga.
Studio 7, ngilombuzo wokuthi i-5 Brigade le fazi umehluko ukuphi? Kwenziwa yini ukuthi uCarl van Pugeni uhlala ekhulumela abantu abamotshayo? Lapho kulabantu abamotshayo khona uCarl van Pugeni uba yisikhulumeli salabo bantu. Uchabango loCarl van Pugeni sebedlale kakhulu ngabantu bakithi, ngoba eqinisweni manje i-opposition asinayo. Okumangazayo ukuthi abantu be-opposition bathule zwi, bazaqala ukubuya sebegijima lokusiya ku-28. Owakithi kuyadanisa kakhulu. Abantu betshona berojwa nguChabango, uChabango esithi uyi-opposition. UChabango uyahola, umsebenzi wakhe lwana owokuthi axotshwe abantu abavotelwa ngabantu, ende kungabi indaba zalutho. Kambe yamanje i-opposition izasebenza, izaba khona, izasebenza ngayiphi indlela engayenza umehluko kulalokhu uChabango owabuya waxotsha abantu abavotelwe ngabantu? Kwaba nje into ephelele emoyeni.
Studio 7, linjani balandeli bakaStudio 7? Bingelele bonke abalaleli bakwaStudio 7 labo Ntungameli Nkomo. Ngithi linjani, mina ngiseBotswana, eZimbabwe ngisuka eLupane eDandanda. Bengisithi khona kuthiwa i-helicopter yeLocuzeni iwile, kuthiwa oLocuzeni ade bengekho phakathini, uMnangagwa phakathi. Eish, ngabe ihle yawa labo, eyi ngabe sesiyophila ngcono ma. Eyi, kuthi bese sisithi hayi itshaye yalahla labo, eyi. Kuthi kungayisho ukuthi ngijonge khona ukuthi umuntu uyalokozabe, eyi sesikhathini emazweni ngapha siyagijinyiswa ngapha langapha, asisakwazi ukuthi siqonde ngapha.
Siyabingelela, siyabonga Studio 7. Daniswa ngukhuta Msaka ohlele khuluma amampunge. Engasaphendula iqiniso ukuthi bachayelana amagqwetha lama-journalist ekhoti ezokhipha labantu ababothwa okungemthetho. Yibo abantu bezani. Abantu bezani basebeyikhoti, basebengamaphoyisa, basebengamagqwetha.
Labo ngabalaleli beStudio 7 kumbiko abasithumele yona ngeWhatsApp. Lingakhohlwa i-Live Talk lapho esixoxa ngomhlangano omkhulu we-United Nations General Assembly oqhutshwa eNew York eMelika. Sikhuluma kanje, walivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington DC.